Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Once again, President Trump alleging massive voting fraud, this time in Georgia. Voters there will decide the fate of the Senate today. Nancy Pelosi requiring gender-neutral language in Congress. The murder rate in St. Louis hitting a 50-year high. Iran starts enriching uranium ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration. Also coming up today, what the far left really wants and how it will affect you. But first, President Trump speaking before a packed crowd in Georgia hours after the Washington Post published his private conversation to the Georgia Secretary of State about voting fraud. Critics accuse Mr. Trump of pressuring the Secretary of State to flip the count. Supporters say the entire situation needs a special counsel and a federal investigation because of allegations of massive fraud. Citizens in the Peach State now casting ballots that will ultimately dictate which party controls the Senate. Latest poll showed the two races tied. Senate has been controlled by Republicans since 2014. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi unveiling a series of new rules for the next session of Congress, banning all gendered language. That's right. Bills will no longer include words like mother, father, daughter, himself, herself, uncle, aunt, or niece. Replacements include parent, child, family, relation, and themselves. Democrats say the lingo will produce a, quote, more inclusive environment. Oh, yeah, sure it will. Come on, man. Oh, sorry. That would get me banned from Congress. Homicides in St. Louis, Missouri, now at the highest level since the early 1970s. Meantime, radical activists in that city still working to defund the St. Louis police. It's amazing. And there doesn't seem to be much pushback in Missouri's largest city. The mullahs in Iran enriching uranium that makes nuclear weapons. The incident, a clear violation of the 2015 nuclear agreement. But President Trump withdrew from that in 2018. Joe Biden has said he plans to rejoin the international deal once sworn into office. The Iranians fully realizing Mr. Biden is much weaker than Donald Trump. In a moment, what the radical left really wants. Right back with that. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Today's two Senate races in Georgia will test traditional America like never before. If the two radical leftists, Democrats Ossoff and Warnock, win, the Senate will be controlled by the left. And as you know, the House is already controlled by Democrats. And that will bring big changes over all of the USA. So what do the radicals really want? Well, simply put, they want a totalitarian federal government to tell Americans what they can have and what they can't have, what they can do and what they can't do. That is how socialism is imposed. Now, the way to do this is to control the economy. Think back, if you are a history person, to the Depression. What happened? Well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt took the economy over, the New Deal, and Washington pretty much ran everything for about 12 years. So the free marketplace evaporated in America, and it was because there was economic disaster caused by the Depression, with millions of people unable to feed themselves and their family. So President Roosevelt doled out the money that he had from taxpayers who were working to make sure Americans didn't die. History understands that. But the model that the big federal government controls the government is what the progressive left wants now. How do you achieve that? Well, the first thing you do is you have to ingrain into the American people that this is an unjust society. It's unfair. The deck is stacked against the poor and working people. Once you can get that established, then the only solution is a big government changing the way we do business in the USA, literally. You impose draconian taxation, punitive taxation, on corporations and affluent people. You take their stuff. You impose a wealth tax. That's private property, tax on things that you have. And you basically say to Americans, this is what you can have, and here's what you can't have. Now, the way to do this, the way to have that kind of a centralized government running the economy, is, as I said, to demonize the country. It's an evil country. It's a racist country. And that's why the progressives are running down all of our traditions. And they are making progress, largely because the media is applauding some of these actions. When you take Abraham Lincoln's name off a high school in San Francisco, and there is no outcry out there, then you know the progressives are gaining power. So, to recap, the far left wants to control what we have and what we do. And that's why the vote in Georgia today is so important. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1998, musician and politician Sonny Bono died in a freak accident while on vacation with his family in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, ending the life of a worldwide celebrity. Here's the story. Born Salvatore Bono in Detroit, February 1935, Mr. Bono moved to Los Angeles when he was 7 years old. As a young adult, he became a songwriter and singer at Specialty Records, working with prominent producer Phil Spector, who's now in jail for life, and singing backup vocals for the Righteous Brothers. You'll remember them. While married to his first wife, Sonny Bono met 16-year-old Sherilyn Sarkissian, better known to the world as Cher. The pair began a romance, then worked together and struck gold with their 1965 mega hit, I Got You, Babe. Bono divorced his wife and in 1969 married Cher. in August 1971, 2 years later. The couple's TV show, The Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, premiered, featuring the tall, dark-haired Cher decked out in outrageous outfits with the mustachioed Bono playing the straight man in bell-bottoms. The show's run lasted until 1974, when the couple split up. Bono was then elected mayor of Palm Springs, California, and in 1994, he won a seat in Congress as part of a sweeping Republican victory led by Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. On January 5, 1998, Sonny Bono went skiing by himself in the mountains near Lake Tahoe. He never returned. After hours of searching, a rescue team found his body. Sonny had hit a tree, causing severe trauma to his head and rib cage. Doctors believe the 63-year-old died instantly. Despite the divorce, Cher delivered the eulogy at Sonny Bono's funeral. His wife, Mary, was appointed by the governor to fill his congressional seat in California. She went on to win re-election 6 times. Sonny Bono's tombstone simply features his birth date, death, and the words, "The Beat Goes On," which, of course, was a major hit for Sonny and Cher. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.